Oh, that's right. I'm back, New York. Another night of Anthony Gallo on the Fan in the greatest city in the world, New York City. And let's get right to it. An absolutely dreadful day for New York baseball. No, I'm not sitting here to tell you the season's over, but I missed opportunity from the Mets, and more importantly, where we start today's show, the New York Yankees lose in depressing fashion. Starting off with absolutely no answer for Skubal, but my entire outlook on today changed. I had, you know, positive things to talk about with the Yankees, with the, you know, trying to focus on the record, everything at hand, and then Clay Holmes and this increasingly frustrating Yankees bullpen comes out and blows another game in which they could have built up, so again, a small one-game lead, but could have given them some breathing room between them and the division rival Baltimore Orioles. And I honestly was coming in here to tell you that, hey, I actually don't think it's all that bad with Clay Holmes in the bullpen. And of course, that blew up in my face. And you could say whatever you want, you know, about Mark Leiter and the extra inning rule. You know, obviously he didn't have the most terrible, you know, inning, but since he's been here, his ERA has spiked. But let's start with the man of the day, the man of the hour, Clay Holmes. Blows his 10th save of the season. And honestly, it does not mean the Yankees season is over. It does not mean the Yankees World Series window has shut closed. It doesn't mean that you can't still have hope, but you have to be cautious. You have to be fearful that Clay Holmes cannot get it done against the Tigers and against a plethora of other below average teams, let alone in a big spot in October. And I know they were soft hit balls. And listen, we're going to get to the Mets later, and I'm going to say the same thing about the Mets. But if you blow a save, it doesn't matter if it comes off a home run or a few soft hits. It is a blown save. And if this was once or twice, fine. Sure. Chalk it up to a fluke situation. This is his 10th blown save of the season. Yes, his stats look a lot better on paper than they do when you really break it down to what he's cost the Yankees this year. Yes, no closer is Mariano Rivera. No closer is going to go out there and make 97% of the saves all the time. 10 saves, 10 games. That is 10 games, not saying that they've lost every single one of these blown saves, but that is 10 games that he has cost the Yankees and made it increasingly more difficult to lock up the one seed and the division. The Orioles and the Yankees now sit, I believe I'll tell you right now, they both sit tied at 73 and 52. And today, as the world watched, well, I guess the world, the Little League World Series, you know, Players Weekend, you know, national spotlight, Clay Holmes again does not get the job done. And I have been pretty positive. I still feel pretty good about this Yankees team because of the big names, because of what the offense can do, the improvements that we've seen on the offensive side, what I think is a decently good starting rotation that as long as guys, I mean, Stroman pitched great today. But this bullpen has increasingly cost the Yankees so much ground, not just on the Orioles, but also for that number one seed as the Guardians are a half game behind them. And it's more important about the division, just having to get that break. You know, you want to stretch guys out. You want to let guys, you know, breathe. You know, Luis Gil has never pitched this much. Garrett Cole is coming off an injury. It'd be nice to get that, you know, whatever it is, week, 4 days, whatever it is, that weekend off. And look and advance without having to worry about playing that wild card around. But Clay Holmes and the bullpen as a whole, which at times I thought was underrated. And at times I thought was one of the better bullpens in baseball. And now I can't say that. You know, I spoke to you last night. We didn't get into the Yankees. But the last time I spoke to you before that, I was talking how I thought Mark Leiter was a great pickup, how this bullpen was going to be a strength going down the stretch, and I couldn't have been more wrong. In 10 games with the Yankees, Mark Leiter has a damn near 6.5 ERA. Michael Tompkins, magical run, not that he's been terrible, but his magical run is now over. And then, because over the last 30 days, Michael Tompkins has almost 5.7 ERA. But then there's the closer, somebody who I thought Yankee fans were being unreasonable about. You know, nobody has that. There's very few lights out closers at all. There's not even that many that exist right now. And I thought he was better than most of the league's closers. And he has completely fallen on his face. And how can you trust him in a major spot in October, whether it's the division series, the championship series, the World Series? He cannot be trusted. And I don't know what the answer is. And we were past the point of shaking things up. And I ask you, Yankee fans, is the number to call, as always, is 888-808-1019. I ask you, who in this bullpen can you trust? I know most will say Weaver. I think that, you know, at times you can trust Tommy Canley. I don't know where they're going to get help from. They don't have the arms in the pen. I'm not even sure if guys who are not even completely lights out, but somebody I would rather see out there than some of the guys they trot out there, like Ian Hamilton, I'm not even sure if he's going to be back this year. They are in trouble if they have to rely on Clay Holmes increasingly. Now, forget the regular season. They're making the playoffs. And yes, you want the division. You want that one seed. But you cannot trust him if night in, night out, it's going to be a close game in the postseason, which it will be. And for all the great things that Judge, Soto, you know, the addition of Jazz, you know, who hopefully will be back soon. It seems like that. The way he, you know, spoke to reporters and the few things I've seen, a tweet he sent out. It seems like he will be back fairly soon. But for all the good things that they've done, you know, Cole seems to have turned a corner. Luis Gil has seemed to bounce back. Again, Stroman pitched well tonight. For all those things, the bullpen has not been there. And for most of the season, it was. And that is a part of, you know, the MLB season, dealing with the ebbs and flows of the bullpen. Dealing with the ebbs and flows of a closer, which one inning to the next is a roller coaster. But when you have aspirations of winning a World Series, when you have this, you know, built-in, expectation that it is World Series or bust, he is not the guy to get it done. And I don't know, the answer can't be to move Luke Weaver to closer because he hasn't closed the game all year. I don't know where they go from here. And if they are going to win the World Series, Clay Holmes is going to have to get it together. Because that's it. You didn't trade for Juan Soto. You didn't add guys like Verdugo, who's dealing with his own situation. You didn't trade for a guy like Jazz Chisholm to just make it to the ALCS again. The goal was to win the World Series. Yes, if you get there, there is something to be said because it's been forever, since 2009. But take away just the fact that it's always World Series or bust with the Yankees. This year specifically, you don't know, although I do expect Juan Soto to be in pinch strip next year, but nothing is guaranteed. You don't know if he's going to be back next year. You don't know if Gerrit Cole is going to be Gerrit Cole again. Getting into his mid-30s, coming off an injury. There is a lot, and do you want to waste another historic Aaron Judge season? And not to get too off topic, they put Jason Dominguez in an awful situation tonight. I don't think that they were, I don't know what the motivation was to just call him up for a day. One, you waste an option with him. But I don't know what the motivation was to call him up for a day because he was getting sent back down. He clearly wasn't ready. There had to be someone in the farm they could have called up as an extra player for that game. Three strikeouts, barely got the bat off his shoulder, and it's not his fault that they lost the game, but he also double-clutched on a ball that looked like he should have been throwing the guy out at home. Who cares if the runner advances to second? The goal is preserving the lead. It's extra innings. And again, I'm not sitting here telling you that he is the reason they lost. It was just an observation. And maybe they did it because of what the weekend represented. I'm not going to say that. I believe the Yankees are more of a competent franchise than that. But maybe they felt like, let's get the young kid up there. Let's get his confidence going a little bit. He's had a great season in the minors. But he looked not ready. But again, he didn't lose them the game. He didn't help, but he didn't lose them the game. You also put him in there against a potential Cy Young candidate in Tarik Skubal. But this one is on the bullpen. If this was a one-off game, I'd probably focus a little bit more on the offense. But chalking it up, they faced an elite pitcher who only made one mistake, and that was a wild pitch. You know, I would probably focus my ire on the offense. But this is, again, a failure by the bullpen. And you know what? There aren't a lot of good closers in baseball. But you still need a guy to get the job done in October. You want to make it to the Fall Classic? You want to win the Fall Classic? You need a guy to lock down those ninth innings. I'm a Mets fan. Go back to 2015. We thought we had that guy. And look at how much he cost them. And on the inverse, you know, talking about that series, the Royals bullpen didn't give an inch. They were lights out, historically great. And this Yankees bullpen does not need to be historically great. They just need to be serviceable. And they are not that right now. And I don't think there's any pieces that they are going to throw out there that they could slot into this team, get you into the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, finishing off the games now. There's only so many times you could take a guy like Tonkin and have him be lights out for a month. And he hasn't been for the last month. So again, I ask you, do you trust Clay Holmes? I don't know how you could say yes. Do you trust anyone in this bullpen? And I'm sure, I mean, I do trust a guy like Luke Weaver. But I'm asking you, the fan. Because this was, I was wholeheartedly coming in today to talk about how the Yankees are the top dog in Major League Baseball. I wanted Clay Holmes to get that save. So I could be like, hey, look, more overreaction from Yankee fans. But you know what? I can't do that tonight. I can't sit here and defend the guy. And I know Boone defended him. And I forgot what his quote was. He had some tough, you know, luck. He's got to do that. I'm sure that's not how he's actually feeling. And it's just another frustrating loss, you know, for New York baseball in general, but another frustrating loss to a more inferior team, a bottom feeding team. You know, we've seen it with the Mets, whether it's the Marlins or the Angels, the A's, and this Yankees team now against the Angels, the White Sox, and the Tigers has blown games that they dearly needed. And my only concerns was going to be, hey, look at the offense. It's been struggling a little bit after that, you know, that one output against the White Sox. The last six games, it struggled. You know, you put up five runs in a series against the Tigers. It's unacceptable. But they still should have walked away with the series win. And at this point, that's all you need from the Yankees. Keep winning series. The only positive you could take from this is you get today off, you rest, they recoup, they come back from what ultimately was a success for Major League Baseball. I think Players Weekend, and I'll get into that later, is an awesome thing that they do. But you do get a chance to chip some games away against the Guardians. Three games against the Guardians at home. 3 against the Rockies at home. 3 on the road against the Nationals. That's 9 games. Honestly, right now, 6-3, 7-2 are the bare minimum. Bad Rockies team, a Nationals team that has essentially fallen out of it. As they once were, you know, semi-wild card team, they're now 10.5 out. They're dead in the water. I don't know where the Yankees go from here. They're going to need Judge and Soto to carry them. Jazz, hopefully Verdugo and this allergy situation does not cripple his season. And other guys need to start getting going as a whole. Carlos Rodon needs to be more consistent. Anthony Volpe, it's time for him to show something. He has now struggled and been in, a mundane, very mediocre stretch for a while now. Stanton's been playing enough. Somebody else has got to get the job done. And that's the same case for the bullpen. Because again, the only person, and I'm sure Yankee fans will agree with me, the only person, me, as a non-Yankee fan looking from the outside, can trust is Luke Weaver. And that guy's not going to be able to pitch every night. He's also not going to be able to close down games for you. Tommy Canley's been good. I know a lot of Yankee fans don't always trust him. I like him. But again, is that instilling confidence in you when your closer has now blown 10 saves? That's a lot of baseball. And I don't know what their record is in those 10 games that he's blown, but I am sure it's not favorable. And the worst part about it is, he's not even giving up the long ball. But he is getting hit a lot. And that's more troubling to me. You know, if he had given up 20 hits and 8 of them were home runs, all right. He's given up 51 hits in 50 innings. For a closer, that's not good. And I don't need to read the stats to you for the eye test to tell you this guy has not gotten the job done. And I was very favorable of him. I had basically been the one that's saying Yankee fans are overreacting. They're overreacting. And it's not the case. Just in the last 2 weeks, he's blown 2 saves. In 5 outings, 2 of those did not go his way. And you can tell me everything you want about his strikeout rate, which is also taking a dip this year. And I just can't sit here and think that this team can make the World Series if he is their closer. And that's what the situation is right now.